Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you. And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And yes, it's all crazy, but it's not all shit. It's just never what anybody expected when they got anywhere around real estate. And today, I'm bringing to you one of the stars of Tampa, Florida. We have Susie Nelson Crowley with us. Susie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lee. Thanks so much for inviting me aboard.
Well, thank you for coming to play with our audience, because this is always intriguing, entertaining, and sometimes shocking. So with that, tell my audience, of course, I already gave away that you're in Tampa, but tell them how long you've been in the business, any particular tidbits they should know about you.
Well, I'm a 15-year veteran of the real estate industry and a CRS, as you might expect.
Yay!
And I service the Tampa Bay area. I tell people that I'm fluent from Wesley Chapel to Apollo Beach and from Brandon to the beaches.
We have a Wesley Chapel here in the Charlotte area. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't, Lee. No, huh?
It's like right up under all the power lines. It's a little tiny area. We're always joking because all the neighborhoods over there, I mean, you got to go up under the power lines at some point. But now we know we should do some kind of a Florida to North Carolina thing there about that.
We really should. Wesley Chapel is booming. It was an area that started being developed in the 90s. And it's just, I mean, it's where all the new development's happening nowadays.
And that's so funny when we say back in the 90s, like it was so long ago, but it feels like it was 5 minutes ago. Am I the only one that feels like that now?
No, I'm still trying to figure out how Thanksgiving is this week.
Let's don't judge. I had to go to the liquor store today because, frankly, I'll have too much family in my house this week to survive Thanksgiving without it. But you mentioned real briefly, and I'll make sure that anybody who's listening knows this, you mentioned that you are a certified residential specialist. If you are a normal human being listening to this who's not a realtor, you should know that a realtor who has their CRS, their certified residential specialist, is somebody who is not only a realtor, but they have invested time and money in additional education to bring you an entirely different experience as the buyer or seller of real estate. And they also have completed enough transactions to demonstrate that they're not just talking about it, they're doing it. So when somebody tells you they are a CRS realtor, they're telling you that they are a cut above the rest. So you should always know that when you hire a realtor, ask if they're a CRS. If you're a realtor listening to this, if you're not one yet, step it up, people. Step it up. There's nothing stopping you from education except your excuses about being too busy. But anyway, that's the thing I had to get off my chest. So Susie, there's only two ground rules for the podcast, and it's very simple stuff. The first one is, if there's a guilty party involved in your story, just make up a name. Don't use their real name, of course. We wouldn't, but don't. And then I'm, of course, not allergic to salty language. It's frankly who I am, but I don't like the big ugly. So no F-bombs, GDs, or see you next Tuesdays. And so with that being said, I cannot wait to hear what happened in your 15-year stretch in Tampa. Something went on.
Oh, geez. I had the craziest experience. I was working with a new client, and I was working with the gentleman. The wife was had a job in an office, and he was the spouse with the more flexible schedule. And they set up very early what it was that they were looking for. They wanted a beautiful property, something that they could renovate themselves. They wanted to put some sweat equity into it. And they'd had experience doing this along the way. They were not afraid, which was good. We'll come back to that. So we were looking at properties in the peripheral areas around Tampa Bay, and they were looking in a pretty broad area. And we drove up to one. And oh my, you know, this was the era of short sales and bank-owned properties. I mean, this was probably 10 years ago. So we drove up to this home, and you really couldn't see it from the street. It was overgrown, but it was in an area, kind of a little more rural area. But the surrounding homes were beautiful. So we kind of thought, this is interesting, maybe. We walked up to the front, and we're batting away the overgrown landscaping. We're batting away the cobwebs and, you know, trying to get the lock to open the front door. And you could really see that this home had been quite grand in its day.
Aww.
So I opened up those beautiful double doors, and our eyes were directed down this lovely corridor, and the corridor stretched on and on. And at the back, you could tell that it opened up to a beautiful room with all kinds of windows overlooking the you know, the water and the conservation behind it. It was, you know, we're thinking, oh, this is beautiful. The left side of this corridor had a beautiful double-sided fireplace. And so our eyes panned further to the west, and I see more plate glass overlooking yet some more water and a stage and a pole.
Now we got a stage. What kind of a stage are we talking about here, Susie? I'm guessing you don't mean staging, like the house being prepared for sale, because it was a distressed property.
It was not staging. It was a stage and a pole. And, you know, my first words out of my mouth with a new client here, you know, I'm all of a sudden very uncomfortable. So I looked up to the roof and I said, gee, I wonder if that's structural.
There you go. Way to cover.
So we're walking through this house, and it's now becoming a little more obvious how it had been used most recently. There was a beautiful bar. There was a room that had been used as a like a coat check room. There, that back room that I referred to, your eyes being directed to immediately to the back, had a disc jockey stand.
The
kitchen was in the house.
We went up. People use it for fitness now, but it was more than the pole.
Oh, it was way more than the pole. So then we go upstairs and we're looking through the bedroom area. And the bedrooms have titles by the door frames. One was the Safari Suite. One was the Jungle Suite. So we walked in, and there was, I would say, name-appropriate wallpaper on the walls and party tubs. And then you're starting to see the where the cameras must have been at one point with the, you know, it started getting
Susie. Hang on a minute. My Baptist just bubbled up there for a minute. What is a party tub? I don't know what a party tub is. Is that a Florida thing?
It's a really big tub in a bedroom that was black.
Ooh.
My dad, it was the, So right about now you're thinking, I don't want to touch anything in this house. I don't want to touch anything in this house. And, but the home really had been gorgeous at some point. So long story short, as we're looking through this house, son of a gun, if they didn't buy it.
I love your clients now.
Yes, they bought it. They saw in it what it could be. But I think the funniest part of the story is when my home inspector came in. And my home inspector, this particular home inspector, is a very dry gentleman. He's all engineer, very, very dry. And as he's walking through the home with his clipboard, he says, oh my, he says, we're never going to have any difficulty telling which room is which on the home inspection. They'll just name them the Safari Suite and the Jungle Suite.
Probably the only chance he's ever had to do that.
Oh, I tell you what, it's a shame too. The home was beautiful, and I'm sure that they've restored it to the beauty that it once was. The neighbors were thrilled that it was purchased.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And the story goes on that they actually had the address changed with the municipality in which it was. And
did they?
Yeah, just to change the karma.
Okay, and how do you do that? I didn't even know there was a process for that. How do you change an address?
You petition it, you know, you petition the municipality, and they did it. And that probably helped, because I think I understood there was a website of that particular address advertising it as a party house.
Wow. I like how you call it a party house. That's a euphemism if I ever heard one before.
Totally a euphemism.
So there's a couple of things I'd like to point out here in the story. There's lots of things we could point out. But the first and easiest one is, I love that you describe your home inspector as somebody with an engineering bent. And I think that's something a lot of buyers and sellers don't understand, that when a good realtor gives you the name of their favorite home inspector, it's probably somebody who's got that attention to detail and can't get derailed. Whereas if you're picking an inspector based on personality, you might be selecting the wrong one, because we don't want the fun, good time guy as the home inspector. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I always tell my clients that the home inspector protects them, but also protects me. And I want to make sure that my buyers get a really solid, thorough home inspection so that they know all of the warts on any particular home.
And even if you're buying something to fix it up and you know you're buying it as is, the home inspection can be the best to-do list you'll ever get, but you don't not have one just because there's not a seller to do repairs.
Absolutely. A home inspection is totally obligatory in the purchase process.
And I'll tell you, the thing that I think I love the most about this whole scenario is that quite often we will see a realtor who doesn't like a property themselves. And in their personal distaste for the situation or the decorating or whatever was going on, they tear the house apart in front of clients who actually do have the ability to see the potential in it. And you, from the first minute you walk in the door, I mean, you can totally crack some jokes. I think we would all crack some jokes, but you didn't trash the house just because it had definitely a little sordid Danielle Steele kind of a path to it. You let the client make their own decision. And wouldn't you say we need more realtors like that in today's market? Because there are new realtors entering the market aren't necessarily getting the kind of training they need to understand the difference between pointing out the truth and then tearing apart somebody's future home.
Absolutely. I think that realtors need to take a back seat and let the buyer experience the home rather than run ahead of them and direct them. Because like you said, it may not be my taste, but if the client really likes that flamingo pink bathroom from the 50s, who am I to introduce my bias against it? But for the record,
plus you're
in
Florida. Doesn't a flamingo bathroom bring extra money?
Yeah, we have flamingo pink bathrooms a lot from the 1950s, and I totally dig them. But I think that's a really important point, is that we need to let the buyer experience the home and the buyer choose the home. And we provide important information along the way.
If anybody's looking for a professional realtor in the Tampa Bay, and I'm going to say Wesley Chapel just because I'm fascinated that you have one and I have one, how can they find you and your awesomeness?
Oh, you can find me at tamparealestatepulse.com. It's my website, and I try to give a real flair for the communities in the Tampa Bay area. And so take a look there, or take a look at the tamparealestatepulse.com blog.
And of course, if you're listening to this episode and you were not able to write that down, never fear, because all of Susie's contact information will be in the show notes for this episode. So you can reach out to her if you have any needs in the Tampa Bay area, or if you have questions about something else in Florida, she may have a contact for you through the Florida Certified Residential Specialist group of experts down there. Susie, thank you for coming on the show, and I hope that you will have a follow-up with me and let me know when you call your clients and tell them they've been talked about on the show, and then they'll invite you over so you can see the current iteration of the house, because that will be fun.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Lee. It's been a pleasure.
And if you're listening to this and you're a realtor, broker, inspector, investor, lender, or a normal human being who's had your own crazy experience in real estate and you want to tell the world, tweet me at Lee Brown or shoot me a note on any of the social networks. Subscribe for more episodes, and we will see you next time. Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.